listener production.
Hello, Adriana Jakimovich with your local briefing. WA school principals have had enough of the increase in physical violence and threats. 55% have reported incidents where they've been threatened or attacked. That's up 27% from a decade ago. Neil Smith from the WA Primary Principals Association says it's just as prevalent in regional areas.
Because school leaders and staff in general live in the town, so the school is the community hub. So principals rarely can switch off. You know, incidents follow them to the shops, onto the sporting field. They're always trying to work with parents and problem solve issues.
There's a call for more to be done as the state continues to grapple with a housing crisis. Rents in some parts of regional WA have skyrocketed while the number of available rentals has plummeted to record lows. Shelter WA CEO Kath Snell says stories of people struggling to find somewhere to live are all too common.
One woman told us that she looked at 45 different properties before she was able to find somewhere that she could stay. And these are stories that we're hearing over and over again from women with children, families, seniors. It's really across the board.
A reckless driving incident is being investigated by Kalgoorlie Police. They say a Red Holden Commodore was involved and it happened on Speculation Road and O'Connor Street in Somerville. Contact the local station if you know anything. In sport, plenty to play for tonight in the Kalgoorlie Boulder men's basketball. CBC clash with the Olympians for the second spot in Thursday night's grand final. Get down to Neil's Hansen Basketball Stadium to catch all the action. Tip-offs at 10 past 7. And only a few more sleeps to go until Kalgoorlie Boulder's inaugural winter sport carnival kicks off. Competitors will have the chance to compete round-robin style matches in a range of sports, including BMX, darts and squash. Make your way to Ray Finlayson Sporting Complex from 9 o'clock on Saturday to get involved.